Now we're ready to start. Speaker A. It is easy to read into experiences, feelings, thoughts, and attitudes of others and make judgments that are really founded on nothing more than your own naive perception. This can quickly become a negative activity and get you down. Realize that you do not have all the facts, and that is just fine. Thus, humans need affection. Without it, there is a risk of becoming bitter and hating the world around you. Pets are often a source of affection and will give loads of it endlessly. Speaker B.
Solitude is a time for reflection, for thinking about things more deeply. In a world increasingly focused on speed and competitiveness, solitude is precious and something to be treasured. Live a life of optimism. Happiness comes from within, regardless of your situation. Do not use being alone as an excuse for not enjoying your life. Make something good from it. You should also try writing a story or two. This not only increases your imagination, but also keeps you happy. This highly increases your optimism. You can also write some poetry.
Speaker C. Learning is the most important aspect of living alone. It helps to keep the boogeyman away and gives you something to talk about when you do have to actually enter society. This is a great way to improve your thinking and reasoning skills. Novels written by different writers will give you interesting topics that will stretch and bend your brain to help you understand your view of reality. Keep in mind that just because someone believes in something does not mean you have to think so if you do not like it. Speaker D.
Consider spending time with classics or choose a genre to explore. You can be captivated by regular fiction, for example, East of Eden, To Kill a Mockingbird, or A Farewell to Arms. Poetry is cool too, and nothing makes you look cooler than when someone says, "Oh my god, you actually know that by heart?" You also have the opportunity to check out some playwrights, such as Edward Albee, Neil Simon, and Tennessee Williams. Each playwright incorporates an interesting view and characters whose lives are constantly being turned on their heads.
Speaker E. Although books are a great source of knowledge, learning is not just exclusive to books. You can learn to do anything by just practicing. Enrolling in classes is fun as it helps with a social life. You will meet new people in your classes. If you are not so much into the meeting people, the internet is a great way to learn pretty much everything. Indoor activities, a foreign language, painting, yoga, mathematics, science, and art appreciation, a musical instrument such as piano or flute. You should understand your interests and enjoy new experiences. Speaker F.
If you're a music fan, then you can enjoy being alone by listening to music you enjoy or music that brings back memories of certain events. If you do not like singing, try dance. It really helps as you get engaged into something, and research shows that exercising or dancing releases the bad emotions in person. Plus, if you think you're not a good dancer or singer, you're wrong, since you aren't doing this for anyone else. It's for yourself, so just let go.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Speaker A. It is easy to read into experiences, feelings, thoughts, and attitudes of others and make judgments that are really founded on nothing more than your own naive perception. This can quickly become a negative activity and get you down. Realize that you do not have all the facts, and that is just fine. Thus, humans need affection. Without it, there is a risk of becoming bitter and hating the world around you. Pets are often a source of affection and will give loads of it endlessly. Speaker B.
Solitude is a time for reflection, for thinking about things more deeply. In a world increasingly focused on speed and competitiveness, solitude is precious and something to be treasured. Live a life of optimism. Happiness comes from within, regardless of your situation. Do not use being alone as an excuse for not enjoying your life. Make something good from it. You should also try writing a story or two. This not only increases your imagination, but also keeps you happy. This highly increases your optimism. You can also write some poetry.
Speaker C. Learning is the most important aspect of living alone. It helps to keep the boogeyman away and gives you something to talk about when you do have to actually enter society. This is a great way to improve your thinking and reasoning skills. Novels written by different writers will give you interesting topics that will stretch and bend your brain to help you understand your view of reality. Keep in mind that just because someone believes in something does not mean you have to think so if you do not like it. Speaker D.
Consider spending time with classics or choose a genre to explore. You can be captivated by regular fiction, for example, East of Eden, To Kill a Mockingbird, or A Farewell to Arms. Poetry is cool too, and nothing makes you look cooler than when someone says, "Oh my god, you actually know that by heart?" You also have the opportunity to check out some playwrights, such as Edward Albee, Neil Simon, and Tennessee Williams. Each playwright incorporates an interesting view and characters whose lives are constantly being turned on their heads.
Speaker E. Although books are a great source of knowledge, learning is not just exclusive to books. You can learn to do anything by just practicing. Enrolling in classes is fun, as it helps with a social life. You will meet new people in your classes. If you are not so much into the meeting people, the internet is a great way to learn pretty much everything. Indoor activities, a foreign language, painting, yoga, mathematics, science, and art appreciation, a musical instrument such as piano or flute. You should understand your interests and enjoy new experiences. Speaker F.
If you're a music fan, then you can enjoy being alone by listening to music you enjoy or music that brings back memories of certain events. If you do not like singing, try dance. It really helps as you get engaged into something, and research shows that exercising or dancing releases the bad emotions in person. Plus, if you think you're not a good dancer or singer, you're wrong, since you aren't doing this for anyone else. It's for yourself, so just let go.
Now you will hear the texts again. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.